Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention to simply just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. I pray that our lives will be better. Stay tuned with the thought and to choose. Lord, I pray that these words we are saying will be As always, I commend you for taking the time out on a Sunday morning to join with others in our e-community as we consciously set the intention to deepen in our spiritual awareness, in our connection, in our communion with the divine, the holy, the sacred. Here on Sunday Soul, we know that God is beyond all names and labels, that we with finite consciousness think that we can call that which is infinite. So whilst we follow the teachings of Jesus, we are open to the teachings of all great saints, sages, from all the traditions, Buddha, Muhammad, Krishna. We know that there is truth, that there is wisdom, that there is a deeper understanding that goes beyond religion, goes beyond race, goes beyond culture. And only as we remain open to this awareness, to this truth, to this understanding, can we even begin to get a greater glimpse of that which Spirit is revealing of itself to us. I always love the words of Swami Vivekananda, who reminds us that God's book is not finished. The divine intelligence is revealing to each and every one of us still, if we would but tune in and open up our hearts and minds and listen. So again, I applaud you for taking time out on a Sunday as we seek to delve deeper into connecting and communing with the ground of our being. Last week I read something in Richard Rohr's weekly meditations that I love to share. And he shared something, and he was talking about our obligation in politics. But there was a line that jumped out at me, which is the theme for our Sunday Soul. But let me share what he wrote first, and then I'll share what our theme is. He says, in every life there is a crossover moment, after which a person will never be the same again. Somewhere, somehow, the challenge comes that sets us on a different path, the path of purpose, the path of integrity, the path of transcendence that lifts us, heart, mind, and soul, above the pitiable level of the comfortable and the mundane. It is in this moment at which transcending the mediocre, the conventional, the pedestrian, becomes more impacting, more holy-making than any amount of beige-colored political success. is the two words, transcending the mediocre, that struck me. It struck me because I recognize for too many of us, we settle for mediocre. And the dictionary says the mediocre is defined as being only ordinary or moderate quality, neither good nor bad, but barely adequate, not satisfactory, poor, inferior. And what struck me was how many of us had settled for a life that was less than extraordinary, that was not what we were really purposed for. Because our teacher said that I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. There was no qualification, there was no definition, there was no limitation to what that abundant life should look like. And to me, abundance isn't just about the amount of money in the bank. No, that's just too narrow a definition. Abundance is how we're living. How are we expressing our creative side? How are we journeying on this earth as a human being, loving, sharing, being joy-filled and joyful, being faith-filled and faithful, being trusting, believing? How are we sharing our gifts, our talents, our time? How are we making a difference? We have settled for the mediocre because it's comfortable, it's safe, and it's familiar. And that, my beloveds, is not the reason why we are here. We are here to give expression to the life, the intelligence, the spirit, the God within that has created each and every one of us uniquely so that we can uniquely in our own individual way express its presence, its spirit, its life, its light, its energy. We do God a disservice when we dumb down. We do God a disservice when we play small. We do God a disservice when we are not living our full potential. We do God a disservice when we are playing mediocre. This week, for the first time in a good few years, I started to put up my Christmas decorations. And when I was in the zone of doing, I had tuned out everything, irritations, annoyances, and just allowed the creativity that is spirit within me to do the work. The time flew by, and all the little nuances, annoyances that were going on within my physical form did not have my attention. And as I keep reiterating, God is spirit, a life force, an energy, an intelligence that is impersonal and impartial. It only requires that we allow ourselves through our thoughts, our beliefs, our words, and our attitudes to speak and direct it into what we want for ourselves. We are continuously thinking, believing we want one thing and yet affirming something that is contradictory to it. And then we wonder why we are not getting the desires of the heart. If God is impartial and personal, and the Bible says that God is no respecter of persons, so it means it doesn't matter who you are, Pope or the man on the omnibus, as long as you are directing the principles and laws of life according to, as Jesus said, by your word you are justified, by your word you are condemned, according to what words and thoughts you are having and believing, you will see God's wonder in your life. You can transcend the mediocre when you use your power rightly. You can transcend the mediocre of just playing small. You can transcend the mediocre of doubts when you know that you are directing that which is impersonal and impartial in alignment with what you truly want for yourself. I love the quote that I shared with you yesterday. Anyone in any walk of life who is content with mediocrity is untrue to himself. For me, when I read that, it was like Eve being untrue to his God self, his true self, his higher self. If you're settling for mediocrity in your life, if you are playing and settling with the ordinary and the less than who you are supposed to be, you are not being true to your God self. You are not being true to your identity as a child of the Most High God. Colleen Hoover says, a life of mediocrity is a waste of life. And often I keep sharing on the Sunday Soul, we are not here to be the next Mother Teresa or Nelson Mandela or any of the wonderful, incredible people that have done great things in this world. But we are here to be the unique individual that God created us to be. We know that God doesn't make copies. There is no duplicate of you anywhere. God is a God that creates things that are individual. No two fingerprints are the same. Not even your two eyes are the same. My beloved, it is time to transcend the mediocre and realize the God presence, the God power that is at your use and your disposal. I am not saying God is some kind of vending machine. Do not get me wrong. But what I am emphasizing and reiterating, that you are a co-creator with the divine intelligence that resides right where you are. So co-create a life that gives full expression to the divine that is you in you as you. My sacred text this morning comes from Ephesians 4:2-24. And it says, you were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitudes of your mind, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. For me, how I interpret those verses is that the former life, the old self, is that egotistical nature that keeps us playing small and keeps us dumbing down, that keeps us feeling fearful and afraid, that's constantly worried that we're not enough, we can never achieve, we cannot be, and we all know the narrative that our ego likes to play a rerun in our head. It says, put that away, take that off, it's corrupted, it's deceitful, it's not true. But change your mind and put in a new attitude, a new belief, and put on the new self, the realization of your God identity, God in you as you, and be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians is speaking to this truth. Transcend the mediocre and reveal your truest nature, your God nature, your God self, your God identity. This is not just for one or two or a few special selected people. No, this is every individual on this earth. Each and every one of us has access to this truth. We have access to utilizing this impartial and impersonal law that is spirit in and through and as us. We're not depriving anyone of their good by claiming, believing, affirming, speaking, visualizing our good? No. There is more than enough in this world for every individual's need. We just have to eschew from doubt, from fear, from worry and concern that somehow we don't deserve this. My poem is by Mario van der Berg, entitled Mediocrity's Reasoning. Cycles of hours and years pass by, the turtle's eyesight and thoughts, twirly eyes and tilting head are puzzled by people's loss. The turtle breathes centuries of watching, rocky shell marks all the photographs of people walking round in circles, blank eyes drawing curveless graphs with water-piercing strokes. Societies crumble and shatter, ticks and tocks of missing fiery eyes break the columns of all that matters. As it swims to the bay shore, the turtle lets down an eye, weakening for it fails to make light and decipher the thrive of mediocrity's reasoning. This poem is speaking that as the centuries keeps passing, the turtle tries to make up why we keep repeating the same mistakes as everyone else, why we're keeping this culture of avoidance and mediocrity alive, and how is it possible that most people are too blind to see it. We've settled into a very limited, narrow narrative for ourselves based on perhaps possibly our upbringing, based on possibly what the culture and what society has said. But this is not the truth about who we are and whose we are. The turtle keeps wondering why we're still making these same mistakes, why are we still repeating over and over that which everyone else has done before. This is why I am a lover of the works and the teachings of Jesus. Because he said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. If we look at his words, if we look at his miracles, if we look at his teachings, at his demonstrations, not what the traditional church is teaching, but the deeper meaning. Because always Jesus taught in parables, meaning we had to look deeper at what was being said and shown to us, because it wasn't always obvious. He was one that recognized that God was within and as him. He was one that recognized that as we use our faith in a constructive and positive way, utilizing our words and our thoughts and our beliefs, it will be done unto us. He was one that taught and shared from not just reading the sacred text, but by living and demonstrating it. And was curious as to why we didn't follow suit. He already told us we could do better and greater things than he did. But few of us are doing it. Because we have settled for the mediocre. My science of mind reading is entitled Divine Discontent. The first quote comes from the Talmud, which says, every blade of grass has its angel that bends over it and whispers, grow, grow. The second quote is from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, page 47. He says, already the door is open, and whosoever will may enter. The author writes, all of us experience an inner urging to move beyond any bonds that keeps us less than fully expressed. While these bonds are not the true nature of our unlimited being, they bind us until we choose to expand beyond them. The divine presence within us is ever guiding us to embrace the greater possibilities for our life. Sometimes we are courageous enough to heed this guidance, but there may also be those times when we avoid doing so. Usually it is fear that keeps us stuck, a sense of divine discontent that begins to build up within us like a gentle but insistent prodding. This inner prodding is a call from our deepest self, seeking expression. Every one of us experiences this divine urge to bring forth more of our God-given talents and abilities. We can respond by recognizing the presence of infinite life in, as, and through us, ever available. We are its vehicle or vessel. It needs our participation and is continually guiding and supporting us. The life of God is unlimited. That life is the life of each of us. Knowing that we are rooted in infinite life, we can step confidently onto the path ahead. Aware that we are God in expression, we can trust that the way is made clear and straight for us. Divine discontent acts as a reminder that we have a divine purpose. As we listen, We receive inspiration and encouragement. Taking action to realize our purpose, we are fulfilled and content. My story that I want to share with you is regarding a wonderful woman called Alison Desforges. And this is written by Ida Sawyer, who is the deputy, probably still is, the deputy director of Human Rights Africa. And she writes, 10 years ago, our beloved colleague, Alison Desforges, died in the crash of Flight 3407, traveling from Newark to her home in Buffalo. Alison was a rock for Human Rights Watch Africa Division, where she served as a senior advisor and led our Great Lakes work for nearly 2 decades. Always full of wisdom and guidance, she showed us the importance of being humble, respectful, discreet, persistent, and attentive to details when documenting abuses or confronting perpetrators. She never lost sight of the fact that human rights work was about being human. She asked about our families, laughed often, and acknowledged the dignity of survivors, as well as suspected rights abusers. Alison is best known for her work on Rwanda. In the months leading up to the 1994 genocide, she saw the dangers of planned violence, alerted the world, and urged action. As the genocide unfolded and in its aftermath, Alison listened to countless accounts and documented the mass violence and the international community's indifference and failure to act. Her 789-page book, Leave None to Tell the Story, became the definitive account of the genocide. She went on to press for those responsible for the violence to be brought to justice, appearing as an expert witness in 11 trials for genocide at the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, 3 trials in Belgium and 8 trials in Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Canada. As Human Rights Watch continues to press for justice for these crimes and document the current challenging human rights situation in Rwanda and elsewhere on the continent, we miss Alison deeply. We strive to live up to the example she set for us, and in each new challenge we ask ourselves, what would Alison do? I wanted to share that because this was a woman who chose not to lead a mediocre life. And again, I emphasize the challenge is not saying you have to go out and do the next or be the next champion for civil rights, human rights, gender rights, or anything. My challenge is that you need to stop living the life that is mediocre. You have to stop dumbing down and playing small in expressing the divine life, power, presence that is God in you as you. My beloveds, we are here for but a wink of an eye. And I'm always loving the quote that I've shared many times by Irma Brombeck that she wants to ensure that she's not just lived the length, but the breadth and the width of her life as well. She wants to kind of slide up to the finish line feeling completely used up. That, I believe, is living a life and transcending the mediocre. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. You breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. 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 Slower. Deeper. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Forgiveness. Healing. Healing. Goodness. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in God life. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out mediocrity. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in God's life. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out mediocrity. God's life. Mediocrity. God's life. Mediocrity. God's life. God's life. Mediocrity. God's life. Mediocrity. Here in the cave of the heart, in the sanctuary of the soul. Let's take a moment to be intentional for ourselves for the week ahead. To take a moment to recognize the times, the occasions when we perhaps have been mediocre and not fulfilling our God essence, our God life, our God realization, the wonderful expressions of life that we are. And take a moment to see for yourself what you wish to have, be, achieve, experience in your week ahead. Remembering that God is impartial and impersonal, that we are utilizing through our co-creative power its essence, through what we're thinking, believing, speaking for ourselves. So see in your mind's eye and also add the feeling component. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that in our prayer, we are affirming for the highest and the best. We are not petitioning, begging, pleading, cajoling, whether God somewhere We are acknowledging the presence, the power that is right where we are, in and through and as us. So we know that we are living, moving, and having our being in the divine omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, that is God, that is Spirit, that is life. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into communion with you. Bringing all those that are in need of prayer at this time. Whether they be on this call, listening later, or whether they are in their homes or hospitals or hospices. We speak this word for their perfect right and divine expression as their unique individual selves. That they realize that they are here to express their divine nature in its original and unique expression to them. That they are not here to conform to be like anybody else or live a life that is less than or a life that is mediocre. They are here to live your life, a life that is abundant, that is love, that is peace, that is joy, that is harmony. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. We're holding in our hearts at this time all those that are suffering from conflicts, be it in our country, with gangs, with people harming each other verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally, for all that is happening because we see division and not unity. For those that are perpetrating terrorist attacks, for those that do not understand that we are one kind, humankind. For countries across the world where there are dictators, where human rights are being violated, where democracy is being eroded. We speak this word, that we may come together as one kind, humankind, and realize that we are all made of your spirit, that we all carry your life force, that we are here to be the unique expressions of you. We ask for wisdom and guidance for our political leaders at this time, that they may campaign with truth, honesty, and integrity. O divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we're holding our beautiful planet in our hearts and ask that we may seek a better way of treating and living and being upon it, one where we are not polluting its earth, its waters, its air, where we recognize this is a world that is for everyone, for the winged, the two-legged, the four-legged, the hoofed, the fin. We are but caretakers of it. Even though we are doing a poor job, may we step up to be more responsible, honoring all sentient beings. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. Touch our hearts, our minds, our spirits, that we may be emboldened to transcend, to be emboldened to transcend the mediocre, the playing small, the I'm not enough. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in. As we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Push your hands, wrist down over your heart and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of the life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms up, outwards and affirm. I'm continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our mornings, affirmations, and Buddhist meditations. Let me try again. I'm sorry, the phone is not unmuting, so please affirm aloud right where you are. Our first is from our Science of Mind reading. I respond to the creative impulse to expand. Our Buddhist meditations. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, may I feel protected and safe, contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. As we're coming towards the close of our time together, our Rumi thought for the week, our rumination. Rumi says, our body is a small crammed house where our soul cringes uncomfortably. Our Creator annihilates this hovel and builds the palace in its place. Great wisdom there to think about this week. So I look forward to joining you on Thursday as always for our 10 at 10. And my benediction, I want to share the one I shared with you last week. And I might be sharing with it every week because I think it's too beautiful. It's words that I've adapted from Ernest Holmes. He says, may every good you possess become multiplied as divine love. and acts upon your faith to bring into your experience everything necessary for your well-being. May you affirm and believe that every good thing you do shall prosper. Every person you meet shall be blessed. Every situation you touch shall be helped. May you surrender yourself completely to this faith and know that word, your word, will not return unto you void. So my closing song that I've chosen, I love the title. It's by Bebo Norman, and the title is Not Living in the In-Between. I feel that when we are transcending the mediocre, we won't be living the in-between. We'll be living the life that we were created to live as expressions of the Most High God. This is Bebo Norman. Enjoy. Loves. I wish you a very happy Sunday, a beautiful and blessed week to come, and I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 of 10. Peace and blessings.